case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Welcome back, everyone, to the podcast.
It's been a day. We've been out.
We've been out. We've had to come back and record this because we've been out. Had to go out to a place out here, Shep Kennery, to do a grocery grab. A lot of fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Those that are eagle-eyed notice I didn't put a podcast up yesterday. Yeah. That's because Josh was away and it was just by myself and I didn't feel there was anything worthy of putting into the podcast. So I was like, nah, not today.
That's all right. Fair enough. Today on the show, I give a reason as to why I was away.
You're not even going to say it now. You're going
to
make.
No, you got to listen to the podcast.
Oh, okay.
No, it's big news. But you got to listen to the podcast. And avid podcast listeners will possibly know.
Maybe not.
People who listen to the radio show may know, but who knows? You got to listen and find out.
Exactly. I'm trying to think what else. I'm so tired. Right, we just went and saw Chris, who used to do Workday Hits, who's been on the podcast quite a few times. His coffee business has opened.
Yes.
So we went and gave it a try. And I think because I haven't napped at all this week, which is quite remarkable for me. And then I've just been very tired, went and got a hot chockey. We're in a nice warm car and it's all just hit me how tired I am. And I'm like, I have so much work to do.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. Yeah. Like if I curled up on the floor, I would fall asleep within 5 minutes right now.
Shall we give it a crack for the podcast intro?
Don't tempt me because I actually will. I have done it before. When I first moved into my house here, I got there like 2 hours before our furniture was coming so I could do the ingoing condition report.
Yeah.
Because I used to be a property manager, so I know that's how they burn you. So I like meticulously go through it, which is a pain in the ass for the current property manager because I'm like, you missed this, and this. Like, for instance, on our kitchen floor, they're like, the tiles are completely intact. No, they're not. There's like 6 chips in them.
Yeah.
So all that stuff. So I got there before and then I finished and I was like, well, furniture's not here for another hour. I might just take a nap. So I curled up on the floor of our house with no furniture and had a nap.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
You can really nap anywhere, can't
you? I really can. It's quite a talent. Yeah. I have to be lying down, though.
Yeah.
Like, planes I can't really do unless I have the seat next to me that I can, like, fetal position in the corner. Yeah. But I've worked up on the talent of being able to lie down and fall asleep.
Oh, fair enough.
Good fun. So I suggest that you learn how to do that.
Yeah, I'm really not a good sleep. I need to be in my bed with a dark room, quiet. Yeah, I need.
Give it a couple of months when your baby comes.
Yeah.
And then you can, I reckon that'll change.
Yeah.
You'll just be like definitely sitting in a chair being like, and I'm out.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be like cooking dinner. I'll be like, while I cook dinner.
Oh, wouldn't surprise me. All right, let's get out of here because we've got a lot of work to do and we've been out all morning. Okay, bye. Enjoy the podcast.
The all-new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Good morning. It is your Wednesday morning. Josh and Maddie here for you on your Power FM Brekkie Show. Hopefully your week so far is going well.
Well, you're back.
I'm back.
I'm not by myself.
How'd you go on your own? I know it can be difficult.
It's fine. It's just like one day is doable.
Yeah.
One day is like a novelty.
Yeah.
And then anything more than that I feel like is just not as fun.
Yeah, well, Chris had to do the Brekkie Show for a few weeks after Jules left before he moved into work days. And I was like, how do you do it? I mean, PT on 3BA, he does it every morning, but I don't know. He's been doing it for 30 years.
Yeah, it's when you're like, if you're used to it, I feel like it's okay. But when you're not used to it, it's just like, ooh, what is this?
Anyway, I'm back now. You've got someone to talk to.
Thank you. I feel very privileged to do that. Speaking of our mate Chris.
Yeah.
Sneaky word on the street. I'm going to give you a quick little shout out.
Quick little plug.
The Hobbyist Coffee Trailer is open at Total Tools in Delacombe on Latrobe Street.
Yeah, 7:30 to 1, I think.
Yes, go and get a sneaky coffee.
A plug there for you, Chris?
Yes. I said that I would give him one because he posted a thing being like, share it with your friends and family. And
The people listening now are our friends and family.
Exactly. So we'll give him a little plug. Obviously, the weather at the moment around Ballarat is what we expect, but we don't like it.
Yes, yeah.
Which is really frustrating. That wind yesterday, my God, it was loud and cold.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then the rain came in the, like, middle of the night as well, and that joined the party.
That's fun.
It's a whole thing. but especially this rain, it's going on and off, and you never know. Like, one minute it is perfectly sunny, and the next minute it is raining.
Yeah.
And it's doing, like, a weird misty rain as well, which is just generally annoying. But I'm finding myself in a bit of a dilemma, which I think might resonate with a few people listening, because my car is filthy at the moment. Absolutely filthy. This was comes back from the Easter long weekend.
Yep.
Driving 16 hours. It's dirty. Like, it's a bit gross. It needs a wash. But there is no point washing my car when it's about to rain again, because the rain obviously is going to make my car wet and dirty.
Mm.
So I don't want to waste the money of getting a car wash and then it's being wasted.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So I've been putting off washing my car, what, 2 weeks now? Because like every couple of days it's about to forecast to rain.
Yeah.
But my car has not been rained on for 2 weeks.
Where do you park your car?
Here's the thing. Like, during the day, it hasn't rained on my car. Mm. I park in a garage at night, which is when most of the rain is happening. And so my car is just remaining dirty. I'm like, come on, just give me, like, a good downpour of rain on my car to try and somewhat wash it. But no, nothing. So I'm stuck in this dilemma of, when do I go to the car wash?
I don't know, but I would very much... Are you talking like a manual car wash or a drive-through one?
I just go through the drive-through. I'm lazy.
Oh. See, I kind of find it a bit fun. You know, I've got this song in my head playing while I'm manually washing my car.
I have to be in the mood for it. I know it is somewhat better to go through a manual car wash, but lazy people like me.
My dad, whenever we would take our family car to wash, my dad, I like to go because I'd do the spraying because that was fun. And my dad would always do the manual wash. So but that's just how I've grown up.
I don't know what to do. Because
why don't you go and wash it?
It keeps forecasting to rain, but then it's not raining heavy enough to make a difference on my car. But
why don't you wash it and then just park it in your garage?
And what, walk to work?
No, in the morning. Like, you're saying, you're parking it during the day.
Yeah.
And it's not raining.
Yeah.
But parking it, like, out on your driveway during the day. Why don't you wash it and then park it in your drive, in your garage?
Because
then it'll stay, you know.
I feel that, but I just have a feeling that the second that I actually wash my car,
it's going to rain
and it's going to be dirty rain because it's been so windy as well. It's a struggle.
You can't win.
It's a first world problem that I cannot win at the moment.
You literally can't win, so you just need to give up.
Okay, I'm not going to wash my car anymore.
Don't ever wash your car again. You've been to a few weddings.
I've been to a couple of weddings.
Does this song always play on the dance floor?
The Macarena.
I feel like it's a classic at birthdays, weddings.
School discos. That's where we all kind of probably got introduced to it in our childhood, was at the school disco or the social, as people might call it.
The social, yeah. It's crazy that that's what you've said, because school disco, you know, you're trying to keep the songs... PG, G-rated for the children's ears. At my school anyway, we played some Nicki Minaj and the teacher was in the back of the room going, cut it off, like that. And I was like, oh, sorry. The meaning of the Macarena, it's a Spanish song, Spanish dance song. Do you speak Spanish?
No.
Do you ever just, when you're doing the Macarena, do you sing along and just kind of mouth?
You just do the Macarena. Macarena.
Exactly. So the Macarena meaning has actually been, it's been unveiled by a Spanish TikToker.
Right. Okay.
So this one, a TikToker, PeakyK81, revealed the hit song, which has been danced along by children, teens, parents, grandparents alike for many, many years. The meaning of it isn't as innocent as it sounds, okay? So the meaning of the Macarena is actually about a woman who cheats on her boyfriend with his two best friends while he's in service in the army.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a...
It's full on.
Right.
It's full on. At the beginning of the song, the woman speaks of wanting the men to come and dance with her before the lyrics take a turn. On closer inspection, they read, "Move with me." This is the English translation. "Move with me, chant with me, and if you're good, I'll take you home with me."
Oh, bit saucy.
I know, it's such a, you know, it's such a fun kind of, not childish song, but kind of youthful song. And it's got this meaning behind it.
Well, this is the thing with a lot of songs. And coming from me, like, I teach kids dance and have for quite a few years. And they are so oblivious to ones that are even in English.
Yeah.
Which is completely fair enough. And it is very awkward as a teacher when a kid asks, can we dance to Side to Side by Nicki Minaj? Because it's just, to them, it is just a catchy song.
It's just a catchy song.
And I'm sitting there being like, no. And you can't say, I learned this very early on.
Yeah.
You can't say it's inappropriate because then they ask why it is inappropriate.
Yeah.
So I just go, oh, I don't have that song.
Yeah.
But this one, I feel like we had an excuse because it was in a different language.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then it amazes me that it's taken this long
to
find out. Have you, do you know the La Ketchup song? Do you know what the meaning behind that one is?
No.
Oh, I'll reveal that one. I can do it next.
Okay.
I'll reveal the meaning behind the lick. I said ketchup.
That one. I just want to go into the second verse because it gets a little bit worse, okay? This girl is really rubbing it at his boyfriend's face. The lyrics of the second verse read, but don't worry about my boyfriend. He's a boy whose name is Vittorino.
Vittorino,
yeah. And then it goes on to say, I don't want him. I can't stand him. He was no good, so I That's
right.
This is crazy how a girlfriend is cheating on his boyfriend while he's in service with his two best friends. That's insane.
Well, it's like the Pina Colada song. Have you listened to the lyrics of that? It is about a couple trying to cheat on each other and then putting ads in the paper about how they like pina coladas and then they cheat on each other. Yeah, it's wholesome in the end, but in the beginning, it's not just about pina coladas.
Exactly. All right, well, we're going to find out the La Ketchup song.
Yeah.
The meaning for that one up next. Talking secret meanings behind songs.
Yeah, to explain the meaning behind the La Ketchup song. Other people didn't know.
No, I had no idea. We just spoke about the Macarena, how the Macarena's secret meaning. Well, not the secret meaning. It's in the lyrics, but we just don't understand the Spanish song. It's about a girl who is cheating on her boyfriend while he's away in service of the army on his two best friends.
Yes, and I think last year I learned the meaning of the La Ketchup song.
Okay.
So this one, in case you didn't know.
In case you didn't know, this one. This is another one that gets played all the
time. Yeah, it's got a little dance to it kind of thing. So what do you think this song is about?
Hey, I'm just really enjoying my ketchup and I really want a hot dog as well. I don't know.
No.
It's not about sauce on a hot dog?
It's not, unfortunately.
Okay.
It's actually about a guy in the club. And he is going up to the DJ and he's had a little bit too much to drink and he's trying to get the DJ to play one of his favourite songs.
Okay.
Which happens to be the song Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang. And that song goes, I said a hip, hop, hip, a hit, a hit, a da, 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 don't stop, a boogie, get a boogie, da, be.
Yeah.
So if you go back to the beginning of the song, this bit, hop, hip, a hippity, hippity, ba, ba, ba. So he's trying, this guy who has had too much to drink is trying to say to the DJ he wants him to play the Sugar Hill's Rapper's Delight song.
Right, okay.
He wants him to play this, but he's had too much to drink, so he can't.
So they've done this in a, so is it in another language? It's in another language, isn't it? Yeah. This is a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you go to the last catch up, I said a hey, ha, hey, a hey, did it, like, you can hear it, right?
I get it, yeah. I get the. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I get that. That's blown my mind.
I know. It's one of those things that you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But, yeah, they've literally written a whole entire song about a guy asking a DJ to play a song and couldn't, like, he didn't remember the name of it.
It's a song referencing another song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Which I love.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like growing up, everyone had excuses for not doing things.
Oh, yeah. You were very creative as a child.
Oh, yeah, because your brain, and it would always turn out to be a very weird excuse, like a very elaborate one sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like as an adult, if you don't do something, someone's like, why didn't you do that? You're like, I just didn't.
Yeah.
Whereas a kid, it's like a whole story.
You need an excuse, yeah.
Like, especially like in school, like, why didn't you do your homework? Why didn't you do this? Or at home, why didn't you clean your room? Why didn't you take the rubbish out? All of that sort of stuff. And it got me thinking of an excuse I used to give my parents. And that was why I didn't clean my room. And I'm still very bad at cleaning my room. Just ask my boyfriend that I live with.
Yeah.
I just leave things places. Uh-huh. I eventually do pick them up. But I'm just quite a lazy person. When I lived by myself, it was weird. When I lived by myself and when I lived with my housemate, I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, when I'm like in a super comfortable position with around other people, I just don't care.
Yeah.
Growing up and me living my situation now. And one of the excuses I always used to have growing up was about cleaning my room. And my excuse to Mum was, well, if someone breaks in and tries to steal me, they'll trip over and it'll wake me up first.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I feel like that's a childhood fear that we all have someone breaking in.
Well, like the boogeyman was
exactly.
A very real
thing. The boogeyman will come in and trip over your jumper that you left on the ground, and then you'll hear him and you'll go, oh my God, the boogeyman, and then he'll run out scared because he tripped over.
I like how you think it was just a jumper left on the ground.
Oh, a jumper, anything.
And not just
a pile
shoes,
of clothes.
A bag, and all this other stuff, an instrument.
It was just an example. I don't know what you leave on your ground. Whatever you do leave on your ground, the boogeyman would be afraid of.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
Because he's going to fall over and he's going to trip over. It's the same with, I was talking the other day as to why, there's a couple of reasons I haven't picked up the dog number twos around my garden at the moment. Mm-hmm. One, because it is raining and picking up wet is a whole other thing.
Disgusting.
But also, if someone tries to break into our house, well, they're going to have to go through a whole entire landmine of them, won't they? And it'll deter them, right?
It'll deter them. Someone breaking into your house will be like, oh, this backyard's got poop all over it. I'm not stealing from this house. That's disgusting. I might get Phoebe to do that.
That's my thinking. See, it works.
It works. Well done.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
Good morning, Ballarat. It is Josh and Maddie here this morning, 10 past 7, just about here on your Wednesday.
I know. It's been an interesting week so far.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting week.
Last few weeks have been interesting.
Yeah. Well, you were away yesterday, but you were back today. Later on this morning, we're heading out on the road.
We are.
They're letting us loose once again.
This is exciting. We're going to be out and about for a short period of time, which I love. Fast and sharp out at Shep Canary Surplus for our grocery grab. It's going to be awesome. There'll be a video up later, hopefully later today, maybe tomorrow, about what goes on at Shep Canary. But we're going to be talking about it a little later on. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be intense. It's going to be an intense minute of running around a grocery store with people, but it's going to be a lot of fun at the same time, I reckon.
Yeah, and I can't wait. And apparently there's like those little gun
buzzers.
The little
buzzers, trigger guns.
Trigger guns.
The scanny guns.
Scanny guns, which you haven't got experience with.
No, but I kind of want to see how far they can scan if I can like pinpoint across.
If I hold up a barcode.
Yeah, see if I can get it.
Okay.
That's right. Time of the morning or time of the week to do the age gauge. It's my turn to quiz your age gauge-ness.
Okay. Now, usually we do like whatever like special day it is today. So what's the theme today?
It's vampires.
Okay.
Because it
Great.
Is Sarah Michelle Gellar's birthday, who for our generation, remember her mainly from Scooby-Doo. She played Daphne.
Oh.
The live action.
Oh.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
So I thought we could do some vampire themed stuff. So we're going to do a put these in order one today.
Okay. Yep.
So I will help you so you don't have to try and write them down. I've given you a post-it note.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
So you are going to put these vampire movies / TV shows in order, earliest to latest, or sorry, like oldest to youngest, essentially, of their release dates. So we have Twilight, and I've gone off their release date. Sorry, I just knocked my microphone. Twilight off their release date in Australia.
Okay.
The Vampire Diaries TV series.
Yeah.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The movie Hotel Transylvania. the series True Blood. So you're going to put those five in order of earliest release date to latest.
Now, I'm pretty sure that Buffy the Vampire Slayer, are we talking original series? Because I think it's been remade. Okay. I'm pretty sure Buffy the Vampire Slayer was at least 90s.
Okay. So you're going to put that as the oldest? Mid-90s.
I'm going to go, should I go one or five?
Go as like their, whatever year was first. So if that's, if you think it's the oldest, it would go first.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go Buffy the Vampire Slayer as the oldest.
Yep.
I think the next one, Hotel Transylvania, I think the first one was only like 5 years ago. Twilight was like mid-2000s. Vampire Diaries. Oh, gosh.
It's I honestly thought
Vampire Diaries and True Blood were the same thing.
They're not, I learned today.
I think Vampire Diaries was before True Blood.
Okay.
So I'm going to go Vampire Diaries, Twilight, because I think Twilight was early 2000s.
Okay.
Maybe mid-2000s. Okay, I'm going to go Twilight. I'm going to go True Blood.
Yeah.
Number four. And then last one, Hotel Transylvania, because I'm pretty sure like the sequel for that one only came out like a year ago.
Alrighty.
Okay, so I've done Buffy the Vampire Slayer first.
Yep.
Vampire Diaries as the next. Twilight. Then True Blood. Then Hotel Transylvania.
You have gotten... Do you want me to just go in order, or do you want me to tell you how many you've gotten?
No, just go in order.
Okay. So the first one you got correct.
Yes.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer came out in 1997.
Oh, okay. All right. So the year I was born. Yes. Well done.
The next one you got incorrect. It was True Blood.
Really?
The 7th of September 2008.
Oh, okay. So there's a bit... Oh, crud. Oh, no.
The third one, you did get in the right spot.
Oh, did
Twilight came out on the 11th of December 2008.
Oh, okay. I remember I was in year six when that came out. I remember.
And then Vampire Diaries was next. You got that incorrect. That came out in 2009.
Yeah.
And then last you got correct. Hotel Transylvania came out in 2012. So if you just had a switch to True Blood and Vampire Diaries, you would have been... 5 out of 5.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a pretty good age gauge.
I'm really not a vampire fan.
Either am I. Twilight ruined it for me.
I know. I have the only bit, like I've said on the show before, the only bit I've seen of Twilight is where he stops the car from... Are you going to sneeze?
Sorry, I just sneezed. I tried to do a silent sneeze.
You either look like you're about to throw up or sneeze.
I didn't want to sneeze into the microphone. That's a bit gross. So yeah. I like went as far away as I could.
COVID safe. Well, on that note.
Here at our office, we're split over two levels.
We are.
Which is good and bad in a sense.
I'd rather be on the same level.
Yeah, me too. And also, I'm getting sick of the stairs.
Yeah. You and I are too social. So we always go down. We're like,
Need people to talk to.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that there's not people upstairs to talk to, but once Lockie starts doing the workday hits, it's just you and I in the office.
Yeah.
And you and I spend so much time together already. So usually I find myself venturing downstairs, going and having a chat with everyone.
Yep.
And I walked in on a chat yesterday that was so good that I was like, can I share this on air? And they said yes.
Okay,
fantastic. Which is great. So one of our sales reps has a son. I think he's about 5.
Yeah.
And apparently yesterday and the day before, he just was being a little you-know-what.
Yes, okay.
Just throwing tantrums, not sleeping, not eating, just wasn't having a bar of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was trying everything, you know, the whole reverse psychology situation and all this stuff. And so she was really tired. And the reason she was so tired was because her son just didn't go to sleep. Well, she thought he had gone to sleep. And so she went to bed and it was about 1:30 in the morning, but she didn't know it was 1:30. And he came into her bedroom and she didn't look at the clock.
Mm.
And so he's come in and she's gone, oh, it must be early in the morning, time to get up. I'm going to make him breakfast and stuff. So she's gotten up out of bed, has started making breakfast, all of these things,
all right.
And then finally looks at a clock and realizes it is 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Which I just found hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. That's so funny.
Just picture, like, I'm just trying to picture myself in that situation of lying in bed, asleep, being like, yep, cool, whatever. Child comes in. Oh, yep, it's time to get up. I want to do this. And like, oh, okay.
You just do it. Like, I would imagine, because that's going to be me in about 5 years, I would imagine that you just, like, the kid walks in, you go, oh, it's the start of the day. You just do it. You don't look at the clock. You just get up and start your
day. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until she had finished making breakfast that realized what time it really was. And then was kind of stuck in this situation of, well, what do I do here? Obviously, I can't keep him awake because he's going to struggle at daycare that day if I keep him. And then I'm going to struggle as well.
Yeah.
So they ate breakfast and then she's like, all right, we're going to go back to bed. And the kid was like, but why? We've had breakfast now. She's like, because it's 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's totally fair. Totally
it was just so good. And I walked in right at the correct time. And then we're talking also about pregnancy. And one of the other girls in the office, she's pregnant at the moment.
Yeah.
She's about 33 weeks, I think. Mm-hmm. And she's saying that depending on where the baby is, I didn't know this, can result in the innie or outie belly button.
Oh, really?
It can kind of change it a little bit.
Okay.
And I thought in my mind that it might be the same as your nipples, in that when it's cold, it pops out.
Oh.
Like, I didn't think it was real, but I was like, is that a thing in pregnant women that I didn't know about?
I don't think so.
It's not, in case you were wondering. But then we just got stuck on the idea of, imagine if that was real, that your belly button reacted to the cold.
Yeah.
And so all those girls walking around with those little midriff tops.
Oh, it's a little chilly, is it?
Oh, it's a bit cold, are you? Because your belly button's poking out. We have some weird chats in our office, everyone.
Yeah, but they're good. They're good chats.
They're good chats. Name an office that, and if your office isn't having these kind of chats, you need to move workplaces.
Exactly. What the...
That's right. We have got tickets to give away to the Red Line Speedway this weekend.
That's right. Red Line, have you been to Red Line yet?
I haven't.
Oh, it's good.
I've been busy.
It's good. It's good.
Really,
you got to get
go.
On it. You got to get on it.
Yes. So this weekend, we've got the modified sedans, Victorian title. Also got street stock, standard saloons, sports sedans. And either way, if any of that stuff means nothing to you, go along. It's going to be a great time. 4:30 until 11 p.m. So a whole day out.
I know nothing about racing. I don't know anything about cars. And I had the time of my life.
Yeah. Lots of fun. So give us a call. 533-1031. Today, you're going to have to tell us what word is beeped out from this quote of Fast and Furious. Back to the Future.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits miles per hour.
Classic line.
What's beeped out? If you know and you want tickets to the Red Line Speedway this weekend, 533-1031 is the number. Give us a call right now. Leanne from Wendouree, we are playing What the Beep to give away these passes to the Red Line Speedway this weekend. Tell us what is missing from this quote.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits miles per hour.
What's missing?
Yeah, it was 88.
Let's find out if that is correct.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour.
That is correct. Congratulations. You are heading along to the Speedway this weekend.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hopefully people would notice that I was away yesterday.
Yeah, well, you've been away a little bit and we've talked
and off,
about
yeah.
it on the show that pregnancy wasn't going as smoothly for Eden. So for those that don't know, Josh is expecting to be a father.
Yeah, with a lovely young lady, Eden, very flattered, very happy, very happy that she's the one I'm having it with because she's been amazing throughout the whole process and it has not been difficult for her especially and has not been, easy.
Yeah, it's been difficult.
It's been difficult for her and it's been difficult for me throughout the whole process and finally, yesterday morning.
Yeah.
At about 4:53 a.m., something happened. And I was like, baby, it arrived.
She arrived.
Sorry. She arrived. The baby arrived. Oh, my gosh. 31 and a half weeks, roughly.
Yeah, a bit early.
A bit early, but she's doing amazingly at Sunshine Hospital, the Joan Kerner Women's and Children's Hospital. Everyone there has been amazing. 2:30 on, was it Tuesday morning?
Yeah, yesterday morning.
I got a call, Eden. And funnily enough, I was saying this to her yesterday, is I woke up, I kind of just woke up in bed about a minute before I got the call. So I was actually awake when I got the call.
Oh, you had a feeling.
So I don't know why I woke up. I didn't need to go to the bathroom or anything. I just woke up and I got a call. Eden said, hey, something's happening, okay? This could be it. I don't know what's going on. The pains that I'm feeling at the moment don't feel like normal pains. And I was like, well, are you in labour? And she said, well, the nurses don't think so. And I was like, okay, well, call me when you're... This is what I said. Call me when you're in labour, okay?
Yeah.
Because I've got to drive in an hour. This sounds very shallow now that I say it. But I've got to drive in an hour, and if she's not in labour, I'm not allowed to stay over.
Yeah.
So I've got to drive back, and it'll be, you know, 4 a.m. before I get home or 3 a.m. before I get home. So I said, well, call me back when you know you're in labour. And she went, okay, fine. Hung up the phone. 20 minutes later, I get a call. And I'm like... Hello? She goes, get here now! I'm like,
It's happening!
And I was like, okay. Got in the car. Joan Kerner is on the outskirts of Melbourne.
It's about,
so
just over an hour.
About an hour 10 to get there. So I got there and I was there for about 20 minutes, okay? It was like baby was holding off for me. About 20 minutes I was there and baby, you know, pops a little head out and then arrives and... It was a 2-hour labour.
Which for a first baby, there'd be people who'd had their first babies listening and it's like, mine was 26
hours. Exactly.
It's a long process, usually the first one.
Yeah, exactly. Now, she was smaller than usual. She's about the size of, you know, the microphone covers that we've got on at the moment.
1-point-something kilos?
1.809 kilos she came out as. So she is small and she kind of, you know, came out quite easily. Obviously, it wasn't easy, but it was easier compared to some stories that we've heard of labour going for hours and hours and hours. But she's doing well. Obviously, she is quite early, so she's in an incu. She's, you know, getting fed through like a straw or a tube, which is fine for her.
But she is breathing on her own, which is really good.
Yeah, so she's doing quite well in the breathing department. She's getting a little bit of oxygen just to help her out, but she's pretty much breathing on her own. She's so tiny.
She's very small. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. And I knew before anyone else in this office knew yesterday.
You did.
And I was like, I know. And like...
That's because you kept saying, how are you going? What's happening? Which is great.
Because
I want
to make sure that you're okay and Eden's okay.
You kept asking, like, what's going on? And I was like, Eden, Maddie keeps asking, like, what do I do? I can't just say, oh, she's not here yet because I'm looking at her right now. So Eden's like, just tell Maddie. And I was like, okay.
Yes.
So I told you.
I was up on the list.
Yeah. I told you and then, you know, Eden, we wanted like a... We didn't go ahead and straight away put it on Facebook.
Yeah,
we waited like a day. So we wanted, you know, a bit of private family time just to process the news.
Me was very difficult because everyone in this office knew that I talked to you all the time when you were at the hospital.
Yeah.
And so I was the one like feeding them little updates like normally.
Yeah.
And so everyone is coming to me. Have you heard from Josh? Do you know what's happening? And I'm like, he hasn't responded. And then someone else in the office was like, well, he's responded back to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what did he say? And she was like, oh, that everything's going well. And I was like, it is going well.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
The thing is, I made a bit of a mistake because before Eden went into Ballarat Hospital here and with a suspected infection. And if there's an infection, most of the time they will induce because it's too much of a risk to baby. So we went to Melbourne expecting Eden to get induced.
Mm.
We got to Melbourne, the doctor said, no, we're not going to induce her, there's not enough evidence of infection. And then the next morning, like 2 a.m., 2:30 a.m. the next morning, baby says, I'm coming, whether
naturally,
you like it or not.
Yeah.
So she went into labour naturally and baby has arrived very safely, very happily.
Yes.
And
now
it was quite an experience.
And now it's just the waiting game of when she can come home.
That's right,
Do you want to reveal the name?
Esther Louise Arthur.
Very cute.
Yeah. ELA. My mother's name's Louise.
That's really
so
cute.
She's chuffed. And she was actually meant to be coming down today, but she's going to go home for a couple of days and then probably come down Friday or Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I get to meet your mum.
You do.
Yay.
You do. I've met your dad. I haven't met your mum yet. I've met your dad.
You met my dad, and I'm waiting to meet your daughter now. It's so weird to say that
daughter.
You have a child.
That's crazy.
It hasn't sunk in yet, has it?
That's crazy. Like 2 months ago, I like pooped my pants, and now I'm going.
You're cleaning someone else who's going to do it.
I know, it's crazy, but
it's very exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone listening wants to say congratulations to you as
well. Yeah, very exciting. Thank you. We're off to Shep Kennery.
We are. Very soon.
Very
we're going to be there from about 9 o'clock-ish this morning for the grocery grab. You missed it yesterday, but I got to call Emma and Heidi, our lucky two people who are going to be running around. And it's going to be lots of fun.
I think you and I are going to have a lot of fun.
I think the hardest thing for me is going there and not buying anything.
Should we maybe try and get there a little early and have a crack at it ourselves?
Possibly.
Or maybe after. No, before. Before would be better.
Either or.
Either or.
I want to turn. I've just imagined myself, like, it's a dream come true, running around a store with a trolley, like, as fast as you can with no one in your way.
I was actually thinking about this yesterday while I was, you know, sitting around the hospital. Would you just, like, push the trolley around frantically and just grab stuff?
Like, scoop or?
Or would you do what I think I would do is I would push the trolley around, like, you know, frantically, but I would, like, grab things and try and do quick math in my brain, or would you just pile stuff in?
I reckon I would be yelling. So I would be doing loud calculations to, A, for myself, and B, throw off the other person.
27 plus 5.
Yeah, so that's what I'd do. So I'd run around and be like, all right, $10 in, and then next one, all right, we're at $12. Okay, next one, at $16. Like, just rough calculations.
Would that help you add?
I think so. Okay. Because in your head, you're like, if you just, like, shout out the numbers, I think that it would
in
work.
In school, when you were doing a math test, were you like, fractions, 12 over 6.
No, but I did. This is, like, reminded me, actually. In school, we used to do, like, multiplication or addition, like, worksheets, and there was just heaps of sums that you had to do. And it was a race. You'd get, like, a minute and however many you could do. And I would always be like this, okay, 10 plus 2 is this, and then I would say the sum.
Yeah.
And it would, like, I'd do it really quietly.
Some people, that help, you know, saying stuff out loud. Like, I've always been, whenever I read books, I do like to read, but whenever I read, I'm always an out loud reader.
Yeah.
So I will, like, when I'm reading a book, I will read out loud to myself, mumble. I can't do it in my head for some reason.
Yeah. So maybe at Chef Canary, that's the tactic that I would go with.
Yeah.
I do really want to give it a go, though, but we just have to see.
How early we get there, yeah.
But if you want to come out, you're more than welcome to come and have a quick little view, grab something yourself while you're there. I recommend the Edlin topping. It's on special this week as well.
Is it really?
I heard him do an ad for it. I was like, why didn't you tell me it was going on special? I bought it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. No,
so maybe I'll walk away
with
another one.
Yeah, who knows? Continue your collection.
I don't have that much room in my pantry.
Banana is a weird, usually you'd like a strawberry or chocolate to start the collection, but you have gone with banana to
start
your
collection. That's our go-to. It's really weird. Like,
that's bizarre.
Fake banana is such a, like,
really good.
It's, if we were going and buying Paddle Pops,
yeah,
we always go for the banana.
Okay.
So I might be walking away with another topping, and either Emma or Honey is going to be walking away with a trolley full of free groceries if
awesome.
They're the closest to $103.10. So stay tuned for it. It's going to be lots of fun.
Yep, happening after 9 o'clock, all thanks to Shep Kenry Surplus. You make the effort, we'll save you money at 1239 Howard Street, Wendouree.
Now, usually I don't look into watching or reading about stories that happen on A Current Affair or 60 Minutes or Today Tonight, if that still exists, because usually it's just people telling their story to try and get a bit of money.
And it's the same story each week. It's like neighbour war, grocery outrage, seniors on the edge of bankruptcy, stuff like that.
Yes, but last night's one caught my eye because I think this is the best story that they have picked up, and it is the most A Current Affair story ever. Let's set the scene quickly. Okay. Good evening. Welcome to A Current Affair.
I'm Tracy Grimshaw. Does Tracy still do it?
I think so.
Okay, great.
So this one comes out of Sydney, of course, in the suburbs. Mm-hmm. A man has taken on a construction company after purchasing a home off the plant that wound up being quite literally half of what he expected.
Right.
So his name is Bishnu Ariel, and he drops out somewhere around $700,000 for a house and land deal in Sydney.
Dear.
And that's pretty good, apparently.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And not only did it cost that much, it took 3 years to complete construction, but it came in a little bit short of the expectations. So he's a father of two, and it was in Edmondson's Park on the back of 10 years of savings that they've been able to do this. And it was initially supposed to be a freestanding dwelling, like a normal house,
yep,
like kind of think what's out in Lucas, Delacombe, those kind of areas.
Yep, yep.
But at some point during this process, it was changed to literally half of a house. So I want you to picture a house and split it down the middle.
Seriously?
And put a blank wall.
So they, okay, at least they put a wall in the cut bit. Okay, wow, okay.
Yeah,
that's so insane.
Think of it, it's like a duplex, just take out the plex. Like, it's one plex.
It's just one plex.
It's not Jew, it's just plex. They're waiting for the other bit to be, they're waiting for the Jew to be built.
Wow.
So at the moment, it is just literally one half of a house.
That's insane.
And they didn't know this was the case until they went to move in.
And they paid 700 grand for this.
Yeah. So according to statements made by the construction company, the terms of his agreement changed over time. And while him and his family, including his then pregnant wife, were forced to move into the house last year because of lack of options and COVID,
yeah,
the building still doesn't have its occupancy certificate either. Because, get this, the council is seeking a guarantee that the other half of the duplex is actually going to get built before it issues the document to the existing structure.
Yeah.
So rather than it being like, yeah, okay, we've had to make it a duplex, we're splitting the house down the middle, they've just built one half of the house.
Is there enough room for the other half?
It's a normal block of land. There's just half a house on it.
That's so weird.
So the construction people, the construction company, they put out a lengthy statement saying that the guy, Bishnu, that's his name, and his family were informed of all updates and changes to the design of his house and were given several opportunities to pull out of the contract, but they instead proceeded. However, Bishnu admits that he didn't check on progress of construction throughout the build, but English is his second language, but he asserts he merely just put his trust in the process as things progressed. Ultimately, though, the end result could not be clearer. One half of a house.
But he's definitely not at fault here. Surely you would be able to, you should be able to trust your builders with building your house.
Well, that's the thing. I would hope that if I'm building a house and build a house and land package that I would go there.
Get the full house.
But then again, I feel like being me, I would check on it.
Oh,
at the same
time. I think anyone would, because it's the house that, you know, you may raise a family in, you're going to live with.
If you're spending $700,000 on it, I would want to be checking it. And if it took 3 years to build, I would be checking on it a lot more. And then I feel like at what point, like when they poured the slab, you're like, that's a bit small.
That looks like half a slab.
Anyways, that's what happened on A Current Affair last night.
What's on and what's not? Thanks to the Western Hotel.
Time.
That's right. You got to no fence sitting. I have a habit of fence sitting. I go, oh, but we can do both things. No, we can't do both things.
You got to decide.
Exactly.
Alrighty, I'll go first this morning. I played it with Lockie yesterday.
Oh, cool.
And I did Hot or Not together.
Okay.
And
how did he go?
He was good.
Okay.
He was prepared.
He was good.
He didn't fence sit. So this one comes off yesterday's to do with the colder weather and the beds. So yesterday was flannelette sheets. So today I'm going with electric blankets, hot or not.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Hot.
I'm a not. Can't do electric blankets.
Why not?
The fear of causing a fire.
Oh, yeah, fair
because
enough.
My uncle's apartment caught on fire from an electric blanket.
So the fear is rational.
Yeah, it's completely rational.
Yeah.
And also, I am that hot of a human being at night anyways. An electric blanket just would not end well.
I've only used an electric blanket once, and we were down like in the snowy mountains near Sydney, and it was amazing. But it's only been once, and it's never been again because I've never really needed it.
Yeah.
But they are amazing.
I feel like it's a cop-out.
It is.
Yeah. All right, what's yours?
Hospital food.
3, 2, 1.
I'm going to say not because I haven't really tried it.
Oh, well, I think it depends on the hospital, so I'm going to go hot from my experience. Sunshine Hospital, the food there that they give, you know, they cook in a kitchen, give to the patients, amazing.
Yeah, all I've ever had from a hospital was a cup of apple juice, and that was pretty good.
It's good apple juice. We've got to get out of here, Maddie.
Yes, we're going to go on a little adventure down to Wendaree to go do the grocery grab.
I'm excited.
It's going to be lots of fun. Yeah. I'm keen to do the scanning thing.
You had the highest average or highest rate of scans at your last job?
Yeah, but I was talking with Wendy, who looks after Chef Kennery. She looks after their, like, ads
account.
And stuff, their account. And she was saying they don't have like a normal scanner. It's a little gun one.
Oh, good.
Which I'm not practiced in.
Oh, no.
But I'm I just want to Aldi it and just and just throw things at people.
Throw things at people.
We're at Shep Kennery Surplus for our grocery grab.
That's right. We have made it out of the studio. They've let us loose once again. Their mistake, not ours.
I'm glad. You're really glad that you left your wallet in the car?
In the car to start off with, because as soon as we walked in, I was like, there's dollar chips.
I know. A dollar, $2, $3. I'm looking around like, oh my gosh, someone needs to take my wallet away from me.
And then we looked over and you're like, oh, did we bring any water? And I was like, no, but they've got
there's water. There's water for $3 there.
A 12-pack for $3. I was like, I need some for my house.
Exactly. So we are here for our grocery grab. We're going to be doing that very, very soon. Heidi and Emma are going up against each other. They've got some supporters here each. And I'm thinking if the contestants want to go down the same aisle, possibly. They want to go in the same direction. These aisles are, pretty slim. They might have to pushing and shoving, around there to get. What I'm trying to say is I want a fight to break out.
Oh, God, okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
We want them to be safe more than anything. So they're going to have a minute to run around, grab as many groceries as they can, put in their trolleys, and then you and I are going to tally them up. We're going to ring them up at the register. Whoever is the closest to $103.10 is going to walk away with whatever is in their trolley. And there is some good stuff here. Like, I'm just doing a little bit of a suss. They've got, like, the canned goods. Obviously, you've got the toppings, and then you've got sauces.
Oh, they got the canned peaches.
But this is, all the stuff.
They've got canned pears. I'm a real canned pear.
Yeah, you were saying this the other day.
Pear slices. There it is. Oh,
Josh's favourite.
Oh, my. Oh. Canned peaches.
Well, Josh is walking away with a whole entire case of canned pears today.
Yeah.
But there's plenty here. If you want to come down and be a bit of a spectator, you're more than welcome to do that, because I know for sure the second you walk in, you'll be getting your wallet out and buying something.
Exactly. Broadcasting live from Shep Kennery Surplus, the 15-song marathon, all thanks to the Ballarat Truck Centre, one repairer for all repairs, 22, Will Charlaine, Delacombe. The time has come.
It's happening. The grocery grab at Shep Kennery Surplus is about to happen. So we have two contestants. We have got Emma and Heidi. Emma, how are you feeling?
Yeah, nervous.
Good. Good nerves. Heidi, how are you going?
Yeah, very nervous.
Have either of you, Heidi, have you got a plan going in? Do you know what you might get or grab?
Yes.
Okay. Have you got a plan, Emma?
I've got a revised plan now.
Oh, okay.
Just from her answer being yes, I'm like, I have to think my whole strategy.
Yeah, fair enough. Alrighty, so we've got the two trolleys here. We're at the back aisle. You have 1 minute to grab as much as you can, and the closest to $103.10 is going to win whatever is in their trolley. You can't grab two of the same product, and you can't grab like a whole entire case of something. So it's got to be individual products. Shall we get ready to go, Josh?
Yep. Pete here has given us a little bell. Pete, are you wanting to do the honours?
You do the honours, mate. You go.
Oh, alrighty. Okay. So, pick your trolley. Heidi's gone to the left. Emma has gone to the right. We're all going to get out of the way. Oh, she's going to go that side. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're going in a bit of an L.
All right, you wait for the bell, everyone. Here we go. And the minute and 3 seconds. Sorry, the minute starts now. Go. Okay,
so okay. Emma has gone for the topping first. She's gone the blue heaven.
Emma's gone
for the tomato sauce.
Okay.
You go, Emma. I'll go with Heidi.
Okay. Emma's just picking up whatever she gets closest
Heidi
to
Heidi has gone to the dog food up the back. Good choice. Oh, okay. She's got two different ones, chucking it in.
Oh, cottage cookies. Yummy, chunky, lovely.
This is really hard to commentate. Okay,
it is.
Heidi is running. She's down the middle aisle now.
Emma is a biscuit fan.
She's gone for the toilet paper. Good choice.
Okay. Oh, ooh.
Down next to the spices.
Oh, wow.
We're going down the cans.
We've got some gravy here.
All right, 30 seconds down.
30 seconds. Oh, that's
halfway.
We're going
for the coffee.
That's half.
All right, Heidi, we're back to the front.
She's going great. She's knocking chips over.
Okay. All right, Heidi's back to the front.
Oh,
is that
okay.
All you're going for, Heidi? Heidi stopped.
Heidi, Emma, you stopped?
I lost my shoe.
She's lost her shoe, but I think she's stopped. Have you stopped, Heidi?
10 seconds.
Sorry, Emma. No, we got 10 seconds left.
10 more seconds.
The camera's been, you know. Oh, there's.
And stop.
Okay. All right.
All righty. I'm just as puffed from running around trying to commentate what just happened. Okay.
Okay.
So.
Emma lost a shoe. She hit a box. She was throwing chips around. It was very intense.
How do you feel after
that? Okay, let's head over here.
It's a lot. So. You don't have heaps of items in your trolley. You've got gone for the bigger ones.
Yep.
Same kind of thing with Emma. You've gone a few smaller items, but mainly bigger ones. Looking at each other, Heidi, do you think you've got it or do you think Emma has?
I hope I've got it.
I hope you've got it too.
Oh, well, I hope Emma's got it, if we want to go that way.
Alrighty, I'm going to run back over to our little station. We're going to ring them up very soon.
Yep.
But we're going to get back into the 15-song marathon first. Oh, we're so far away.
Run. We didn't think this through.
That was a really fun, intense thing just then.
It happened so, it was over so quickly.
I know. I mean, it was very quick. They both had tactics going in.
They did.
All right, stay tuned and we will find out who is the closest to $103.10 very shortly here on Power FM.
What a minute that was.
I know. It was very intense. A lot happened during that minute. So if you missed it just before, we are at Chef Canary Surplus in Wendouree doing the grocery grab. We had Heidi and Emma up against each other. Whoever got the closest in their trolleys to $103.10 is going to walk away with what was in there.
Yes.
So you and I, during those songs just then, went over to the checkouts. Mm-hmm. I know what Heidi's total is, mm-hmm. and you know what Emma's total is.
I do.
Is it close? Is yours close?
She is $103.10. She's quite close.
So is mine.
Okay.
Mine's within $10. Is yours within $10?
Mine is within $10.
Oh, it's getting intense.
Ooh.
It's getting intense.
Okay.
All right. Is yours a dollar amount, or have you got some cents?
Well, I've got some cents in mine.
Well, mine's on a dollar.
An exact dollar. Okay. Well, how do we do this? Do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, you go first.
So Heidi, who had a very clear plan, once she got everything she mm-hmm. wanted, she stopped and went to the checkout.
Okay.
You had exactly $110. Oh, she's like a little bit disappointed with that.
Yeah. Well, that's
little bit
close.
Over.
That's close.
Close. Only, close. What, $6.90
And you're
over.
Not out for going over either.
Out. So it's whoever's closest. You could have put $170 in there and you might have been the closest.
Yeah. Okay. That would have been a lot of stuff because there's not a lot here over like $10. So, Emma got $99.25.
Oh, so that means Emma is closer to $103.10.
She did. Well done. Well done. Well done, Emma.
Oh, how do you feel, Emma, walking away with everything?
I'm shocked, to be honest.
Was it fun, though? Are you glad that you came out?
It was so much fun, yeah.
Considering, you know, you lost a shoe, there was chips going everywhere, I think you did well.
It all went pear-shaped towards the end.
That's fine. You can never plan these things. We're going to talk to Pete after the next couple of songs, but thanks again, both of you, for coming.
Thank you very much for that. It was good fun.
Lots of fun.
Broadcasting live from Shep Kennery Surplus. We just did our grocery grab and it was amazing.
It was a lot of fun and there's a lot of things they could have chosen from to go into their choice. Yeah. They went for the big items.
Oh, yeah.
Because obviously if you went for the stuff that's only $1 or $3, it would take you a very long time to get to $103. So they went with a tactic of I'll get the biggest stuff and then go the little ones, which is what worked.
Yeah, exactly. So Emma came out on top with $99.25 in her trolley. She got all of the good stuff for $99. So, and it was a lot of fun. The trolleys were going everywhere. There was chips flying.
There were shoes falling off.
It was a lot of fun.
It was crazy. It was good fun. And if, as I said before, if you haven't been out here before to Shep Kennery Surplus, come out, look at what they've got, because the second you walk in, you're going to be like, ooh, I want that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it happens to me every time. One of the girls from our office is here and her and I both bought Edlin toppings last week and we've both been looking at them again being like, should we buy another one? Just because it's there and it's available and you can't get it at a normal store.
Yeah, exactly. So come and check them out. Shep Kennery Surplus at 1239 Howard Street, Wendouree. They've got a big sign out there on Howard Street. You can't miss it. And just come in and save yourself a whole heap of money.
Yeah, get yourself some good stuff. You know, right, but within my arm's reach, there is nuts, there is canned food, like as in fruit.
Canned fruit, which
canned
is delicious.
Fruit. There is toppings, there is cordial, there is pasta sauce, and there is gherkins.
Pickled onions?
Like all within arm's reach of me right now, which is great fun. And this is why I left my wallet in the car, because I'm meant to be on a budget at the moment. And I know for a fact, if I come home with any more things, I will get in trouble.
Yeah.
but that's us. That's it from us today. We're going to be back tomorrow morning on The Brekkie Show.
Yes,
gonna
that's
be
right.
Lots of fun. Have a good, what day is it? Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Have a good Wednesday, everybody. Bye.
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.